Some of Madison's tap water has too much manganese. It was first noticed by angry and concerned residents, later confirmed by tests. Mayor Dave Cieslewicz believes it may be a widespread water quality problem beyond Madison's borders, where the problem was revealed by what he calls the city's extensive monitoring.
I think it's fair to say we probably know more about our water in the city of Madison than just about any water utility in the country. So while in other places they may have similar issues, they just don't know about it. I'm not talking about it.
Two of Madison's 24 wells show higher levels of manganese than the Environmental Protection Agency allows. Infants and those with liver problems are advised not to drink from those wells. Madison Public Health Director Thomas Schlenker says he believes the rest of the city's water is generally safe to drink, and that people are more likely to get too much of the naturally occurring element from food or vitamins than by drinking lots of Madison tap water.
There are still some unanswered questions, but I can say that I think it would be very unlikely that anyone has ever been harmed by the manganese in Madison's drinking water, but we are just being super cautious.
Contaminated wells or aging water systems can make the water look dirty and are potentially unhealthy. Some of Madison's mains, pumps, and wells are from the post-war era when materials weren't the best. Now, 60 years later, parts are wearing out. Mayor Cieslewicz wants the city to speed up replacement of its water system, something that would increase what are now relatively low water rates for residents. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.